Elon Musk may be the most shameless person alive, and I can prove it. He contradicts himself on a monthly basis in order to gain political power, and it doesn't matter because he owns the platform of X and he has millions and millions of bots slash fanboys boosting every single lie that he tells until it gets tens of millions of views. He tweets relentlessly about trans people, about immigrants, about black people, statistics that are misleading, oftentimes false, and it gets hundreds of thousands of likes. We're going to prove it throughout this video, and we're going to prove that he's spineless. I mean, last night, Elon Musk was seen eating dinner with Donald and Melania Trump. The only problem is, exactly 6 months ago, Elon Musk was saying that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. Elon Musk was heavily insinuating that Donald Trump was a pedophile who rode around with Jeffrey Epstein and engaged in the most despicable of actions. Well, now he's sitting there cutting business deals with the president of the United States. Or before we even get into that, before we get into Epstein, before we get into the new Elon developments there, how about this video that is going viral of Elon Musk in February of 2025 saying that regime change is bad? He's essentially making fun of regime change, and he implied throughout the entire 2024 election that Kamala Harris was going to be the warmonger who tries regime change in other countries and sends our sons and daughters to war. Take a listen.
So some of the things we're doing also will be helpful to hopefully helpful to other countries, because with the new administration, there's less interest in interfering with the affairs of other countries. There's the times the United States has been kind of pushy in international affairs, which may resonate with a number of members of the audience. And I think we should, in general, leave other countries to their own business. And basically, America should mind its own business, rather than push for regime change all over the place.
He says it directly at the end. America should mind its own business rather than pushing for regime change in other places. Well, this was Elon Musk yesterday saying, "Congratulations, President Trump. This is a win for the world and a clear message to evil dictators everywhere." Are you effing kidding me? Do none of these people have a spine? Elon Musk, within the course of a few months, is able to do a 180 on his position on the Epstein files, on interventionism, on the debt, the deficit, on spending, on everything. Elon Musk is able to 180. I want to talk about Elon's meeting with Trump last night, but while I was researching for this video, I remembered this article that, you know, came across my feed just yesterday. It says, "Elon Musk's Grok AI floods X with sexualized photos of women and minors." And I think this is such a perfect encapsulation of Elon Musk's recklessness, carelessness, and power grabbing. Just listen to this. Julie Yukari, a musician based in Rio de Janeiro, posted a photo taken by her fiancé to the social media site X just before midnight on New Year's Eve, showing her in a red dress, snuggling in bed with her black cat. The next day, somewhere among the hundreds of likes attached to the photo, she saw a notification that asked Grok to digitally strip her down to a bikini. The 31-year-old did not think much of it. She said there's no way the bot would comply with such requests, right? Well, she was wrong. Soon, Grok generated photos of her nearly naked, and they were circulating across Elon Musk's platform. Quote, "I was naive," she said. "The flood of nearly nude images of real people has rung alarm bells internationally. Ministers in France have reported X to prosecutors and regulators over the disturbing images, saying in a statement on Friday, the quote, sexual and sexist content was manifestly illegal." Then it gets worse. Grok's mass digital undressing spree appears to have kicked off over the past couple of days, according to successfully completed clothes removal requests by Grok. When one X user said their social media feed resembled a bar packed with bikini-clad women, Musk replied, in part, with another laughing, crying emoji. Reuters could not determine the full scale of the surge. A review of public requests sent to Grok over a single 10-minute-long period at midday, a U.S. Eastern time on Friday, tallied 102 attempts by X users to use Grok to digitally edit photographs of people so that they would appear to be wearing bikinis. The majority of those targeted were young women, in a few cases men, celebrities, politicians, in one case a monkey, but 102 attempts over a 10-minute-long period. Quote, "Put her in a very transparent apparent mini bikini, one user told Grok, flagging a photograph of a young woman taking a photo of herself in a mirror. When Grok did so, replacing the woman's clothes with a flesh-toned two-piece, the user asked Grok to make her bikini, quote, more clear and transparent and much tinier. There was a woman in a school uniform plaid skirt. Okay, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to transition over to what Elon Musk has been doing while all of this has been happening. Elon Musk posted on Twitter, quote, had a lovely dinner with POTUS and FLOTUS. 2026 is going to be amazing. This photo was taken last night, and as Mehdi Hassan points out so accurately, quote, he basically accused Trump of being a pedophile just months ago and is now back sucking up to him because it's an election year because Trump threatened his contracts. These people are just totally beyond and without shame. And this is only Mehdi referring to Elon Musk having dinner with Trump. Imagine Mehdi's reaction. Imagine how much it strengthens Mehdi's argument that you can just show a clip of Elon Musk from 365 days ago or less saying that regime change is basically unequivocally bad, and then he's saying regime change is good. I just want to remind you all to tie this up in a perfectly neat bow. While Elon Musk and Trump are getting dinner, while Grok is creating photos of young women, and while they're trying to distract you with Venezuela, a key Epstein deadline arrived that is not looking good for Trump. As Americans slept and President Trump invaded a sovereign nation and captured Maduro, an inconvenient deadline was looming. As the oversight Dems point out, quote, we are sure it's just a coincidence, but today is the statutory date for the DOJ to explain its redactions in the Epstein file productions. We have not forgotten, and we won't let up, regardless of the president's new unconstitutional actions. You know who was the most right in this entire scenario, ironically? Was Elon Musk. Elon Musk, multiple months ago, said Trump is in the Epstein files. While all of this is happening, we also got a new report. It says, quote, we now have the data to say conclusively, Elon Musk's Doge project was mostly fake. The receipts that Doge posted online turned out to be highly inaccurate. They fired scores of federal workers, only to rehire many of them immediately with back pay. The federal government is now spending more, not less, than it was before Trump took office. Top 40 savings claims on the Doge wall of receipts. The top 40 savings claims, 28 of them are inaccurate. Look it. Claims to the tunes of $4 billion, $3.8 billion, $3.7 billion, $3 billion, all absolutely inaccurate. They lied. They lied about quote-unquote waste, fraud, and abuse, and they haven't even recommended a single individual to the FBI or the DOJ for fraud, which shows you that there was no real massive fraud at scale. Now, is the government wasteful in certain areas? I'm sure of it. I'm sure that the government is, it's notorious for being a wasteful bureaucracy, but there are ways to minimize waste, fraud, and abuse, as they call it, without doing whatever the hell Elon Musk did, slashing U.S. aid, firing federal workers en masse. Now Elon Musk, a year later, is having dinner with Trump after their entire fallout. AOC summarizes it very well. She says, it's not about drugs. If it was, Trump wouldn't have pardoned one of the largest narco traffickers in the world last month. It's about oil and regime change, and they need a trial now to pretend that it isn't, especially to distract from Epstein, plus the skyrocketing healthcare costs. Gizzy points out an email written by Jeffrey Epstein in February of 2019 that was recently released. We only recently got this. States plainly, quote, Trump knew of it and came to my house many times during that period. This is Epstein describing Trump's awareness while the abuse was ongoing. The claim that Trump didn't know doesn't survive this document. We now have many documents and many emails of Jeffrey Epstein saying that Trump knew about the girls. There's an email where Jeffrey Epstein says Trump ran nose first into a glass pane because he was watching young girls swimming out in the pool. I'm going to leave it there, but between Elon Musk and Donald Trump's shamelessness, we have a massive uphill battle to fight in this media ecosystem. If you want to join us, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.